The Violence Against Women Act was first passed in 1994, protecting and providing resources for victims of domestic abuse and sexual violence. There are a number of federal funding streams for support and research. The bill hasn't been fully funded since 2019. Wednesday, the U.S. House reauthorized the VAWA.
How do we continue to update and modernize these provisions to deal with our society as it adapts and changes?
The reauthorization, which includes gun rights restrictions and access for services to LGBTQ victims, was met with opposition by a number of GOP House members. U.S. Representative Peter Meyer from Grand Rapids was one of 29 Republicans voting in favor with Democrats.
Specifically, when it comes to domestic violence and firearms in a household, we've seen time and time again the way that that has led to homicide, but that's led to, frankly, mass shootings as well. Over 60% of the individuals who committed mass shootings in the past 6 years had a domestic abuse or domestic assault charge that had been filed against them. It's a delicate balance, and obviously we need to respect and protect Second Amendment rights, but we also need to take into account the role that that plays in domestic abuse, domestic assault, and just gender-based violence more broadly.
The bill now heads to the U.S. Senate. I'm Patrick Center.